breakthrough. Doctors gave Emily a rheumatoid arthritis drug that stopped the immune system storm without protecting the cancer. Emily awoke on her 7th birthday and slowly recovered. A week later, her bone marrow was checked. Emily's father, an electrical lineman named Tom Whitehead, remembers getting the call from her doctor, Stephen Grupp. It worked. She's cancer-free. She still is, 2 years later, taking piano lessons, wrestling with her dog, and loving school, which she couldn't attend while sick. I've been an oncologist for 20 years, says Grupp, and I have never, ever seen anything like this. Emily has become the poster child for a radical new treatment that Novartis, the third biggest drug company on the Forbes Global 2000, is making one of the top priorities in its $9.9 billion research and development budget. I've told the team that resources are not an issue. Speed is the issue, says Novartis chief executive Joseph Jimenez, 54. I want to hear what it takes to run this Phase 3 trial and to get this to market. You're talking about patients who are about to die. The pain of having to turn patients away is such that we are going as fast as we can and not letting resources get in the way. A successful trial would prove a milestone in the fight against the demon that has plagued living things since dinosaurs roamed the earth. Coupled with the exploding capabilities of DNA sequencing machines that can unlock the genetic code, recent drugs have delivered stunning results in lung cancer, melanoma, and other deadly tumors, sometimes making them disappear entirely, albeit temporarily. Just last year, the Food and Drug Administration approved 9 targeted cancer drugs. It's big business, too. According to data provider IMS Health, spending on oncology drugs was $91 billion last year, triple what it was in 2003. But the developments at Penn point, tantalizingly, to something more, something that would rank among the great milestones in the history of mankind, a true cure. Of 25 children and 5 adults with Emily's disease, ALL, 27 had a complete remission, in which cancer becomes undetectable. It's a stunning breakthrough, says Sally Church of drug development advisor Icarus Consultants. Says Crystal McCall, who is developing similar treatments at the National Cancer Institute, it really is a revolution. This is going to open the door for all sorts of cell-based and gene therapy for all kinds of disease because it's going to demonstrate that it's economically viable. There are still huge hurdles ahead. Novartis has to run clinical trials in both kids and adults at hospitals around the world, ready a manufacturing plant to create individualized treatments for patients, and figure out how to limit the side effects that nearly killed Emily. But Novartis forecasts all that work will be done by 2016, when it files with the FDA. Progress like this explains why Jimenez is focusing his pharmaceutical giant on a simple mission: cure cancer. Already, cancer drugs represent $11.2 billion of Novartis's $58 billion in annual sales. But he says he's, quote, doubling down, end quote, on the cancer business. In April, he did a deal that essentially traded Novartis's unprofitable vaccine and consumer businesses and up to $9 billion in cash to GlaxoSmithKline in return for Glaxo's cancer drugs, which currently generate $1.6 billion in sales, but which Jimenez says include 3 pills he can turn into $1 billion sellers. The same day, he sold his veterinary business to Eli Lilly. He calls it precision M&A, bartering for the divisions you want instead of bidding $100 billion for another rival, as Pfizer is doing with AstraZeneca. Jimenez's move, which he terms, quote, the antithesis of mega mergers, end quote, will drop Novartis's 2016 sales 5%, but boost earnings per share before extraordinary items by 10%, according to investment bank Jefferies. Jimenez has competition, including one of the best-funded startups ever, Seattle-based Juno Therapeutics, which counts Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos among its backers. But that's to be expected when the potential is so staggering and tangible. Anybody that gets associated with this technology and sees what this technology has been able to do really believes they're participating in something that's historic, says Jimenez. I look at it and think about the potential breakthrough that it could be. You could be looking at